Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. I touched on it briefly earlier. Supreme Court is now forcing the Biden administration to resume the Remain in Mexico policy. This is pretty interesting. They lost the legal battle, and the Biden administration tentatively plans a mid-November restart of the Trump-era policy. You know, this is amazing to me. You have a president of the United States takes an oath to uphold the laws of this land, our Constitution, all our laws rooted in that document. That is our foundation. And he not only doesn't enforce the law, he aids and abets the law breaking. And that seems perfectly okay with every liberal on television, every idiot in Washington, in the swamp. Just like it's illegal to be a sanctuary city or state. What are the consequences? And then ask yourself this question. What happens to you, you know, now when Janet Yellen and Biden are going to be scouring over every banking transaction you do and spending, you know, $87 or $90 or $100 billion on new IRS agents? By the way, all that means, that's not going to change my life, because you're just going to live my life. You're going to start getting the Hannity treatment. What do you think the odds are, Linda, that my file gets pulled every single solitary year?
I think it gets pulled every single day, a year. I don't know what you're talking about. It's a daily routine. You know, we wake Biden up around like noon. You know, we give him some cocoa, and then we bring in the Hannity file. We'll see what he's doing today.
Yeah, exactly. And what is?
That's exactly what happens.
Usually next to nothing, right?
I mean, seriously, man. I think they look at it every day. I'm not kidding.
So anyway, you know, you talk about. What's that? Two authentications. What do you call that? Dual authentication, right?
Two-factor authentication.
Two-factor authentication. Okay. So I do two-factor accounting on my taxes. And by the way, I am serious to everybody. They will put you in jail if you don't pay your taxes. They really will. Especially if you're a conservative and you're outspoken.
I think what is my
mantra when it comes to taxes? You know, because you've known me all these years. What do I always say?
Overpay.
Pay. Just pay it. Well, you could probably get away with this to pay it. I don't even waste my time because it's not worth it. You know, but now the rest of the country is going to get a little sneak into the world if you're an outspoken conservative. It's unbelievable.
Well, I think what you pointed out yesterday, and we were talking about it, you know, we're looking at, you know, $600 plus if you do anything. They're looking at your Venmo, your Zelle, your Chase MoneyPay.
Yeah, you want to know how much I'm giving my daughter for clothes or how much I'm giving my son for Uber Eats, because that's all he seems to care about, you know, although I don't give him any money anymore. He's on his own, makes his own money.
But he's doing good, and he's understanding the value of a dollar now.
No, he complained bitterly when I said no more, you know, you're making your own money. He goes, but Dad, you said I can have unlimited Uber and there's no limit on how much food I can eat. I said, that's right, because he's very fit. I mean, he eats all the crap you eat, all that awful food.
First of all, you eat it now, too, so welcome to the club, my friend.
I'm eating vegetables. That's not quite, you know, the green, disgusting kale shakes and that orange puke that you have, or that putrid green drink that, you know, looks like projectile vomit from The Exorcist.
Coming from the guy who eats marrow and puts salt on it, that's a really rich statement.
No, it's chicken broth, and it's only 20 calories. Some versions actually have 15 calories. And use 2 cups of water. Sometimes I'll do 4 cups of water, and I just drink it. It's awesome. It's 40 calories. What's the big deal?
I think it's a great thing. I will tell you, Sean, if you remember 5 or 6 years ago when we were like all eating lunch together, I was eating the chicken noodle soup, the Campbell's, old school, and we were eating that. That thing's only 120 calories a can. It's awesome. I eat that every day.
Honestly, and how many cans have I eaten over the course of the years, right?
Oh, forget about it. We were ordering it by the caseload. It was coming in the studio. Everybody's like, what's going on? Like, this is
during the beginning of COVID, it became impossible at one point to get Campbell's chicken noodle soup. And I tasked everybody on my staff to scour the web and find it. And you know who found it? Kristen found it.
Well, Kristen's amazing.
And she had cases delivered to my house. And by the way, most of them are gone by now.
Wait, can we talk about something else you love that we had sent to your house? Do you remember when we got the black pearl chowder?
Oh, man.
Do you remember that? You know who found that was Elise. Elise found that. And then he called in.
Right. All right. Well, it's my favorite clam chowder in the whole world. It's in Newport, and it's on the wharf. And I actually was there not that long ago. And
did it feel the same to you, or did it feel different?
No, the soup is still amazing. It is the greatest soup ever made. The only bad thing is when you get the frozen version sent to you, you see how much butter is in it? I'm like,
oh, I know.
If I drank this every day, I'd be dead in a year.
You'd be floating. You'd be on the wharf.
I know. All right, let's get to our phones here. Let's say hi to T-Bone. T-Bone, Florida. What's up, T-Bone? I love T-Bone steak. What's going on?
Hey, Sean, I just want to thank you very much for what you're doing, putting this platform out here and using your influence to...
thank you for giving me this microphone. Why do they call you T-Bone?
Well, that's a fairly long story. I can make it really short. You fly an airplane into a cow, the cow dies, and you tell your friends, you get a call sign.
So, oh, come on. You did not crash a plane into a cow, did you?
I did in college, but I didn't tell the Marine Corps that when I joined. So I actually got to retire after 25 years as a Marine fighter pilot. But
you're a fighter pilot? Yeah. Now you're a fighter pilot. By the way, how the hell did you survive the plane crash? That sounds like you hit a cow. It's like if you hit a deer. I know people that have gotten severely injured hitting a deer, for crying out loud.
Well, by the grace of God, the four of us that were on that college airplane, we all walked away. The cow did not, but we certainly did. And I was told
roadkill steaks.
Yeah, a real godly woman looked at us and said, young men, you should not be alive, and they're only here because God has something big for you to do. And we all went on to do great things, and I just retired after 25 years as a Marine Waivers, and I'm passing that word to all the bases within the panhandle here that I have friends at. But my answer to that is they're not FDA approved, and my son should not have been forced to take that shot any more than the students that I've flown with, the instructors that I serve with, who have been told, you have to take the shot. And it's interesting, and I wanted to give you this data, because I know we don't have a lot of time, but I want you to know that an ALNAV dropped yesterday, 2 days ago, the 13th. And in there, it uses the word lawful order. If it's a lawful order, why do you have to say it's a lawful order? And it also says that commanders who do not take the shot in the next 5 days, which would be Monday.
Can I ask you another personal question? Because I got the point. You're going to be out. Did you have COVID? You don't have to answer.
No, I don't. I'm happy to answer. My wife and I both survived it last month, and we have the antibodies. So that's my main reason.
Oh, by the way, you're not even supposed to, as per the science, even think about the vaccine if you just had it for 3 to 6 months, is my understanding.
So you're absolutely right. And here's
But you got to be encouraged by the New York court decision allowing religious exemptions against the mandate.
I'm encouraged by that, but here's the thing. My son also had COVID, and he was not outside that 90-day window when they said, no, you got to get your shot. And if you don't have it now, you won't be on the schedule, and you won't fly that airplane. So he was put in a tough position. That's in every single one of them.
He took the shot. Is that what he did?
He, He did. Well, if you look at this all now, the CNO says that 99% of our military have already taken the shot. There's a few holdouts, and I'm fighting on behalf of them.
By the way, there's more than a few. There's thousands of them. And this is the problem. We have a bad economy, and now these mandates. And this is not really a discussion about get the shot, don't get the shot. I tell people, take it seriously. Do your research so you can ask informed decisions of your doctor and doctors, and you have to factor in your medical history and current medical condition. Okay, so I keep telling people, I know people that died. So with all of that said, I thought if people got the shot, that they were protected. That was the whole point of the shot. Now, we do have breakthrough cases, and that's why I thought it was very smart of Ron DeSantis, based on what I have read. I'm not recommending you get monoclonal antibodies. I'm recommending you know about them to ask your doctor whether you have a breakthrough case or you're not vaccinated. Anyway, you finish. I'll give you the last word here.
Yeah, I appreciate that last word. And I'll just say this. I want to thank you for all the times that you've shared that over and over again. And you're being incredibly responsible with that. My son had it, and he should not have had to take the shot. And he wanted to go down a religious exemption path, as do so many. And what I spoke about in Pensacola was about how all these folks are going to their chaplains, and the chaplains are either being told not to accept it, or the chaplains are said, hey, do your job and go ahead and make your recommendation. But when it gets to the command, the higher leadership is driving the train to say, reject them. Or if they don't reject them, it's an automatic paperwork drill for an admin separation. So when you realize that going to the chaplain is just a fruitless stop on the road to you don't go to the chaplain, which means our chaplains don't get to do their job and we don't have that service. It becomes a administrative or political arm of the command. And my parting shot, Sean, would be this. If your listeners could do what I asked 3,000 Pensacolans to do, to reach out to the DOD and say, reach out to their congressman to pressure the DOD to let our military do their job and not have to get forced with un-FDA approved immunizations.
I think it is FDA approved at this point, isn't it?
Negative. There's not one FDA approved one in the United States. The one that is not in the U.S. And so we are being forced to take a non-FDA approved vaccination. That's true of the GS and the.
I'm pretty sure that all three vaccines. Remember, they got emergency use authorization to start with. And then they've got final FDA approval. It was only, maybe a month or so ago. But, whatever. I don't want to get off on a tangent here. It's sad to me that the government feels that they've got to force people. And then you got the scolders out there. You need to, for the greater good, to hell with your freedom, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whatever happened to medical privacy? Whatever happened to my body, my choice? I'm not willing to give up freedom. I am begging everyone in this audience. This is dangerous. We lost 715,000 of our fellow citizens, especially if you are older, compromised immune systems, underlying conditions, comorbidities. Anyway, I hope your situation works out. Please update us. Please tell your entire Marine family Semper Fi for me and. We can't thank our military enough. I mean, they're risking their lives when we send them to Fallujah and we send them to Iraq and Baghdad and send them to Afghanistan. If they want to make that choice and they're willing to take the test every day, at least that is an option so they can keep their pension. I don't want them losing their pension. Hannity, anyway, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Best to you and your family. Quick break, right back. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with Sign Up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Everybody, for some reason, thinks that everybody on radio, talk radio, and on TV hates each other. Except for these idiots on, like, fake news, CNN and MSDNC and the three broadcast networks, and most print writers, except for the New York Post and a couple in the Wall Street Journal. I just don't have respect for them because they're phonies and they lie and they say they're journalists and they're really talk show hosts just like me. But they're just less honest about it. But I am lucky to work in a business where I'm friends with everybody. And I've also become close with Joe Pags. Every time Joe Pags is successful, I'm happy to hear it. And all these guys, as I always say, all of us, we need to be all hands on deck. We're all a spoke in the wheel. And if we want to save this country, we need all of us. Listen, Glenn Beck is helping to rescue Americans trapped behind enemy lines. I called him. I said, thank you. I said, it's awesome. Whatever, you know, I don't know who his team is, you know, but he's been out there on the front lines trying to rescue Americans and our allies and their families and green card holders and Afghan allies. I'm like, all right, well, Joe abandoned him. Thanks for trying. And they're getting stymied by Joe's State Department. Well, you can't land your charter in America. And if you get a third party country to take the charter and let it land, that's fine. But if they need our authorization, it won't be forthcoming. I'm like, there's something so sick about that mindset that I find so disgustingly repulsive. I can't even, words cannot describe how I feel. Anyway, on to another issue. So my buddy Joe Pags, he's been, you know, every once in a while, we've been tasking him to do one of these parody songs. And this one just came in the mail last night. And I'm literally, tears are coming to my eyes and I'm crying. And it's to the song, We Will Rock You. Let's go, Brandon. And we'll talk to Joe on the other side. Listen.
Biden, you're a man-child gone wild, so vile, trying to make us move to the progressive left. You got smirk on your face, you big disgrace, kicking our freedoms all over the place. Singing, let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Biden, you're a slow man, old man, old man, standing out in front as others pull your strings. You got blood on your hands, Afghanistan, for your BS policies we will not stand. Let's go, Brandon. Sing it out. Let's go, Brandon. Biden, you're a sick man, can't plan, hot damn, going down a road we can't understand. We won't let this pass, you got no class, why don't you pucker up and kiss my ass? Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Everybody, let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
It's just awesome. Anyway, Joe Pags, our buddy, the host of the Joe Pags Show. When did you know you had some singing talent? I'm trying to figure this part of your life out. Because all these years I've known you, I didn't know you did these.
My mother actually saw Elvis in concert at Madison Square Garden in 1972. And I wore that record out, Sean. I wore it out singing those Elvis songs. So I always wanted to be Elvis or Johnny Cash or somebody. But who knew I would do these dumb songs for a living later on?
No, the funny part is, if you ask me, I probably can give you like 85 to 90% of, what is it called, Bohemian Rhapsody, that song.
Right.
Did you see them? But these songs, these ideas just come to you. Isn't it an amazing thing, this Let's Go Brandon moment? For people that may not know, let me bring you back. There was an interview with an NBC reporter. Brandon Brown,
right.
Wins the race, and the reporter says, oh, they're even cheering for you. They weren't cheering for Brandon. They were saying, F Joe Biden. Listen.
Right.
Oh, my God. This is such an unbelievable moment.
Brandon, you also told me you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon. Brandon, you told me you were going to kind of hang back those two stages and just watch and learn. What did you learn that helped you there in those closing laps?
Oh, my God. It was learning how line didn't stay to one.
Now, the reporter really thought that they were chanting, let's go, Brandon, but they're obviously chanting F. Joe Biden. So now, let's go, Brandon has gone viral. It's hilarious.
There are two schools of thought on this. Number one, she knew what they were saying, and she paused to let us all hear it. Or she truly thought they were saying, let's go, Brandon. I got to be honest, Sean, I don't know if you know. I don't know her name. I have no idea who the reporter is, but I know that she's gone viral for the worst.
I'm going to defend her in this sense. Now, okay, because what a lot of people don't know about TV is we have an earpiece in our ear. You're not supposed to see it, right? It goes around the outside of your ear, a cord goes down the back of my jacket, and actually inside my jacket, on top of my shirt, I put my jacket on over it. And so it does distort your ability to hear because you're hearing your own voice simultaneously. So you're not, your ear or listening capacity is lowered significantly.
Agreed, right.
So I think she probably did think it was Let's Go, Brandon. By the way, I don't think she didn't do anything wrong. She sounds like a nice lady. It's hilarious that it went so viral.
Well, when that happened and when I saw Let's Go, Brandon, trending for days and days and days, I do these dumb songs and thank you for playing them. I had to figure out something, and I didn't know what would work, and this just jumped out at me. And I went, well, I mean, this is kind of simple, but I think it might make sense. And the fact that we can say Let's Go, Brandon, so loudly and proudly and yell it from the highest mountain and not get in trouble because we know it's a euphemism. We know what we're really saying, but we get away with it. It just hit me just right. I'm glad you like it.
Well, the best part is these are heavy, heavy times.
Right.
I am as concerned about the future of this country. We're now getting older. God has given me an undeserved life. I have not deserved all the blessings I've gotten in my life. And I really believe that. And I'm more worried about my kids. I mean, I don't know if I'll ever see grandkids, but if I ever see grandkids, I'm worried about your kids. I mean, it's that bad. I never thought we'd abandon Americans in Afghanistan. I never thought what happened at the border in the middle of a pandemic, preferential treatment for illegal immigrants, that no COVID tests, because they're not going to be here very long, and no vaccine mandate for them, only for American citizens. I can't believe what Joe Biden gave up energy independence. I can't believe he's begging OPEC. to produce more oil. I can't believe he gave a waiver to Vladimir Putin. I can't believe he won't stand up to China talking about reunification with Taiwan and flying their military jets all over Taiwan airspace. I'm really worried. This is not going well at all.
Well, I want to say a couple of things, if you don't mind, that the audience already knows. Number one, you worked your ass off to get what you have. Yes, you're blessed. I'm blessed. But you weren't lucky. You didn't fall off the truck and somebody handed you what you have. You worked for it. Another thing, if you don't mind, you know, success isn't a zero-sum game. I'm not more or less successful because you or Mark or anybody else or Glenn is more or less successful. What you said in the beginning was absolutely spot on. There is plenty of room for everybody who wants to do what we do. If you're good enough at it, if you work hard at it, you can succeed at it. And all the things that you just said were absolutely spot on correct about this administration. In 9 months, they've ruined things. I've got two grandkids. I'm worried, you know, beyond worry about what their future looks like. So, Sean, when I can let my hair down a little bit and do a stupid song for a minute and a half and make people smile maybe for a second, that makes me feel good. But it doesn't change what we're all facing. We're all facing an amazing challenge.
No, I mean, it's a final half hour on a Friday. And I'll have to get back to being a little serious tonight. We got a great TV show, but you know, it just was a nice relief, and I just started laughing. I mean,
I'm glad you like it.
I am hopeful, though. I think the American people see what's happening. I hope they wake up. I hope we have integrity in our election system. We can lock it up. There's no reason to have, not following laws like partisan observers observing. We got to make those changes.
Right.
But I think at the end of the day, if we all stick together, we can get this country back on track. We've been through a civil war. We've been through two world wars. We've been through a depression. We've been through 9/11. This country has faced a lot of difficult times. And right now, I'm worried about, you know, middle class Americans, people that don't make as much money as we make. Filling up their gas tanks, heating and cooling their homes, paying more for every single product they buy because of the self-inflicted economic disaster. You know, I do worry about my fellow Americans, and only because I was there. I was the guy that struggled to pay rent, and it's not a great feeling, man.
And, Sean, they're being lied to. They're being lied to every day from the left media, big tech, and from the Biden administration. That's why, thank God, you're out there on this huge platform telling people the truth. They need the truth from you. They need it from me. They need some smiles, some laughs, and they need some entertainment. But they need real fact. Otherwise, the other side wins. Because those middle-class people that don't have gasoline or it's costing them that much money or the shelves are getting bare, they're being told by Biden, don't worry, we got it. We're all set. And you and I are going to tell them the truth. And that's so necessary.
You know, I don't know why this is. And tell me if you experience this, too. Because I don't know if at any point in your life you... I mean, I had $200 in the bank. I was done. I had no money. I really struggled to pay my rent.
Right.
And there was no going out to eat. And this didn't happen just for 6 months of my life. It was a number of years until I kept working harder and harder and putting as much money away as I possibly can and buying a $200 truck and a $350 Ford Maverick and fixing it up myself and all this stuff. And to me, it was probably some of the best things I've had. But there are a lot of Americans that are really going to suffer here. Maybe, but my mindset has never changed. For example, it pisses me off, Joe Pags, when I see that filling my gas tank is like $30-$35 more. It pisses me off because I do my own grocery shopping, right? I talk about it all the time. Well, people ask, what are you doing here? I'm like, buying food. What do you think I'm doing here? But Oscar Mayer thick cut bacon is up like $2 or $3 higher than it was at this point last year. Now, it's stupid because I can afford it. I don't have to even look at the price. But my mind never got out of the mindset that this can all go away in a second. Does that make any sense?
No, it does. Well, when I made the decision to get into radio and broadcasting, I had nothing. I was poor. I was O. Couldn't even afford the O and the R at the end of the word. I had my car repossessed. We got evicted from our apartment. It didn't look like it was going to work. So, yeah, a small change at the gas pump meant everything to me. I was working two jobs, three jobs, four jobs, five jobs, kicking around in a $600 vehicle like you were. That's what we had to go through, and we could only find that success if we weren't being smacked in the face by an economy that was set up by somebody in Washington.
All right, well, how much did your first radio gig pay you?
$4.25 an hour. I drove 52 miles each way.
That's lower than me. I got 19 grand, but I had to end up doing the morning show and the afternoon show,
and Saturday right. show and run the board on Sunday for NASCAR or Saturday or Sunday, right. whatever day it was.
Right. No, I listen, and that's really the history of it. And we knew what we wanted to do. We knew what we thought we could do. But if you're like me, you also drove a truck, and I hosted karaoke shows, for God's sakes. I did anything I could to survive and support my family. And then eventually, we made it okay. But you're right. People who are facing what we faced 30 years ago, economically, they can't take what Biden's doing to their economy. They can't do what Biden's doing to their bank account. This is nuts. People are going to be evicted. People are going to lose their places to live. People are going to have a hard time eating, Sean. And their answer is, we'll open the port of L.A. for 24/7. What is that going to solve if there are no trucks to drive it anywhere? It doesn't make any sense.
Scary times. Yes, Joe Pags, you're always generous and share your creative talents with us. We appreciate it. We love you.
Thank you, brother.
To all our fellow hosts out there, please keep doing what you're doing. We need every voice, every listener, all hands on deck. Every one of us is a single spoke in this big wheel, and that is to preserve the greatest country God ever gave man, and not give up this wealth creation system. We've created more wealth than any other country in the history of mankind, and we've also used our power to advance the human condition and share it with the entire world, just like 3 vaccines, for example. All right, Joe Pags, thanks, my friend. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. All right, Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern. Everything you need to know about this economic disaster, this energy disaster, border disaster, Afghanistan disaster, COVID disaster. Peter Navarro, Kayleigh McEnany, Leo 2.0 Terrell, Clay Travis. Oh, where do you see the images of a woman badly beaten? Oh, by the Taliban, the businesslike and professional Taliban. We'll check in with Congressman Waltz, Rick Grinnell, Mark Brnovich, Tom Homan, 9 Eastern. News I promise you won't get from the mob tonight on Hannity. Have a great weekend. We'll see you tonight at 9 back here on Monday. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.